Okay. Okay. We had just left off. Is it recording? We just left off with a discussion of some basic lundas about the relationship between Nida and the other arayos. I just wanted to point out one thing that was on the Makoros that I neglected to chazer last time, which was the Aharonim point out there's a Tosos that I wouldn't say you could prove anything from it, but works out nicely l'shitase in an agadic context. And getting the Vavam base, this is okay. This also counts as Shalom Bayashir. The Gemara says in getting the Vavam base, the Olam Yatol Adam Ema Yaseira Besoch base. So a person shouldn't intimidate his wife. And then he says, because that's how much cause people like should be given to happen. And then Rehudim Rab says, Kolamakalim Yaseir Besoch Beis, so above the Shalosh Averos, Gile Raish, Vichazdomim, and at least argue is Chalosh Shabbos. So if you're my, you know, if you intimidate your wife, then you end up with three Averos. Okay, how do you end up with Gile Arayos? So Rashi says, the way you end up with Gile Arayos is that that the woman goes to the mikvah and... I mean, this doesn't really happen so much nowadays, but in the old days, it wasn't a mikveh. It was, you know, it was, or it wasn't like a fancy mikveh like us. It was just a natural body of water. And it's freezing cold, and she doesn't tovel, but she lies to her husband and says she did, because she's afraid of him, and then he sleeps with Anita, and you have Gilui Arayos. Tosfos says, how does it lead to Gilui Arayos? Because you can have a case like this, like his begiva, where he'll drive the woman away from the house, and then she'll be taken advantage of. Tosfos, you can't prove anything from Tosfos. That's maybe there are other reasons he has a shot in the Gemara. But it works out well. Lishitase, because Tosfos holds, that's what we said earlier in time here, that Nida's not Gilui Arayos Taka. So if Nida's not Gilui Arayos, then he can't explain like Rashi that Amy Yaseira leads to Gilui Arayos because she won't Tovel, and she'll say she did Tovel. So that's Nida, that's not Gilui Arayos. So therefore, he said, it works out well, Lishitase, but he says Gilui Arayos means Aishas Ish. Then in the end, she'll run away from home and be taken advantage of. Okay. Now, getting back to Tosfos, the original context of Tosfos was the question of why we find by Achos Isha, it's very clear throughout the Masechet, that once she's an Erva, Bishas Nefila, then she's Usher forever, even if she's the only one who can stop being an Erva. But why by Nida we don't find this problem, since she's Pater originally, she is Pater forever? So, how do we answer this question? So there are two ways to in the Rishonim, two basic drachim in the Rishonim to answer this question of why. Why don't we say by Nida? Right, the question. Why don't we say that since there's no Zika now, there's no Zika later, like we find by other arayos, that once there's no Zika now, it's too late to have a Zika later. So one derech that Tosa starts with explain is that, one way to answer is that there is Zika now. That's what Tosfos says. He makes a diuk from the Gemara Pesachim. Taka, there is Zika now in Anita. If he accidentally did the wrong thing, or purposely, or whatever, it was bold Anita. Well, in case there's accidentally, Taki would be the mitzvah of Yibam. It would be valid Yibam. There is Zika now. Just as a side problem of Nida. Ah, why by Arayus Mafkir the Zika and Nida isn't? So the question is, so one answer is, right, the question is, what is Mafkia the Zika by Erva? So the first answer of Tosfos, as we explained, based on Rabbeinu Tam, is that the Chalos Shem Erva is Mafkia Zika, and Nida is not Arayos. Right, that's what we discussed last time. However, there is a, well, what's the other option? Another option would be, that the Isser Karis is Makia Zika, but then that doesn't help us. Right? If it's the Isser Karis that's Mafkia Zika, Isser Karis Mafkia Zika, because I say you can't do an Isser Karis, that doesn't help us. Need is an Isser Karis, the Zika should be Mufka. So that's not going to help us. If the Chalul Shem Erev is Mafkia Zika, then we can say a Chiddush, Need is not an Erva, and be Beseder. However, there's a third possibility as well. There's three possibilities. What is. Question, what Mafkia Zika? Could be the Chalul Shem Erev, in which case give Tosos answers. Could be the Isser Karis, in which case, that's not going to help you get to an answer. That's going to be a dead end. But what's the third possibility? What does the Rambam hold? What's Mafkia the Zika from an Erva? He doesn't say the Isser Karis Mafkia Zika. He doesn't say the Chalul Shem Erev is Mafkia Zika, although it might be awfully close. What does the Rambam say? Why is there no Zika for an Erva? Like, what do we say? I understand you can't do Yibam for an Erva, because I say in the Ena Seidokul Osashi Yishbukaris. But what I'm saying, maybe there should still be Zika, you could do Chalitza, you could do Yibam later, right? You should still be in the Parsha of Yibam. Why is there no Parsha of Yibam by Erva? I'll leave it to the Rambam. Anyone? What does the Rambam say? And he's based on, even though he doesn't seem to be based on the Gemara in the first parak, he certainly could find a Makor if he needed to, based on the top of Chafam and Aleph, if I turn the pages right. But what does the Rambam say? I'll read to you. Vav tes ketzad. Yivama shi erva al yivama. Yivama shi erva al yivama. Kigon shahaisa achos ishto ima obita. Harezo ptur min achalitim na yivam ve'en lo la zika klal. Why is there no zika at all? So if he had said there's no zika at all, because can't be dofenis or kares, wouldn't help explain neither. If he had said there's no zika at all because the chaloshem arayos, that also wouldn't help explain Nida, because the Rambam holds Nida is a rice. But what did the Rambam say? Shenemar ulakacha lo liisha v'yibma. The drush is from ulakacha v'yibma. Mi shemu'uya lilikuchin v'kidushin tofsin v'hizukuka le'yavam. That only if this tfisas kidushin. Zika liyibam is like a kind of tfisas kidushin. We'll have to later in the year go into a little more what that exactly means. What's he saying? Saying this is like Tfisas Kedushin. There's a Zika. There can only be a Zika if there can be Tfisas Kedushin. If there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin, then there's no possibility of Zika either. After all, the whole idea of Zika is like a lower level kind of Kedushin, right? It's some type of marriage relationship. So if there's Tfisas Kedushin, there's Zika. If there's no Tfisas Kedushin, then not Zika. So the Rambam has a third answer to this question. The Rambam says that what is mafkia the zika by the erva? The e that just means not tfisas kiddushin, and therefore everyone agrees this has nothing to do with lomdus. This is a fact. It's a fact, right? It's even maisim cholyom. Okay, more pleasant to avoid it, but it's still maisim cholyom. Everyone agrees that kiddushin tofsin. Be-nida. Therefore, the Rav explains this. Not my chiddush. I'm sure it's not the Rav's chiddush either. That for the Rambam, there's no kashrus nida in the first place. Because the Rambam didn't assume the Isser Karis Mafkia Zika. He didn't even assume the Chalul Shem Erev is Mafkia Zika. Like Rina Tam did based on the Diyuk Lashon and Gimelim base. He assumed what Mafkia Zika is Dafkos Kiddushin. Just like if I said Arayim Kadesh Lin gave a ring to an Erva, it would be Mafkia the Kiddushin. So too, it's Mafkia the Zika, which is a lower level kind of really of Kedushin relationship. Therefore, since a Nida, regardless of oneness, if a fact there's Kedushin by a Nida, since there's Kedushin by a Nida, there's nothing that would uproot the Zika. And that's what he says, because the drush is Ulukacha lo li'isha v'yabba yimma misha v'uya lilikuchin v'kidushin tofsin ba hi zakuka le'yabba. Very clear that it depends on Kiddushin Tosimba. So, we had a side question. What's sort of underlying? What's Mafkia, the Zika from Arayos, the Isser Karis, the Chalul Shem Erva, or the Itfisus, or the Havkas Kiddushin? Since the Rambam holds like the third of those possibilities, he has a shmizy answer to why there's still Zika for a Nida. So, this is one derech. However, what if you would hold that taka, there shouldn't be a zika for a nida, because let's say the Issacharis mafkiyah zika, she has an Issacharis, or the Chalushim Erev mafkiyah zika, and you held that nida was an erva. Then you have to go to this later answers of Tosos. Maybe you could still say, really, there shouldn't be zika now, either because of A2 or A1, and Nida is an Erva, right? If you held that the Issachar is Mafkia Zika, there shouldn't be a Zika. Or if you held that Erva is Mafkia Zika, Nida is an Erva, but you can still have a Zika later, then you have a problem. Don't we have a general rule that if there's no Zika now, there can't be a Zika later? We know that works by Achos Ishto, right? If there's no Zika now, there's no Zika later. So, and in the Havgin and Gemara comes up a few places elsewhere. So, how come here there's no, how come in other places when there's no Zika b'shas tefila, right? Quotes rule, call Yavama, she'im nekorba b'shas tefila, Yavama yavol leha, patzer forever, right? How come here, even though we don't say b'shas tefila, Yavama yavol leha, she's chayiv in a week. So what are the, what is Tosus? What are the two ways to explain this? Why is this different? Right? Why is this different from Achos Isha? Where there's no Zika now, there's no Zika later. So what does Tosus answer? Right, Tosus says no. Tosus is a Chiddush. It's not that really there's only one chance for the it all depends on Shas Tefila. Really, it's not that really it all depends on Shas Tefila. Really, the Zika should be able to be chal anytime. Right? Why not? The mitzvah should be able to start anytime. However, there's a problem, Dorchei Adarchei Noam. Where does he get this from? He gets it from the Gemara. What is it? Pezayin of the Beis. Pezayin of the Beis sounds like the other part of the Masechet that deals with the Gudim. It's right before the Mishnah, the end of the first two columns part of the Masechet, where it talks about what happens if a guy dies with a kid. And then afterwards the kid dies. Now do we need Yibam? Where it says, no, can't be that now she needs Yibam. It's not Darkei Noam. She'll go marry someone else. Then all of a sudden she'll need Yibam or Chalitza. That's not Darkei Noam. So what is Tosus answer? Right? One answer to our question. Tosus is one. The Rambam is two. Tosus, in the second answer, says that really the mitzvah can kick in later if it's not a problem of Darchei Noam. So most cases where the mitzvah only starts later is a problem of Darchei Noam. Why? Because who knows exactly when this is going to be, and it's not fair. Basically, it's just a problem of fairness. It's not nice. Really, the only reason the mitzvah doesn't start later is because it's not nice. So when is it not nice? All of a sudden, you don't know when the sister will die and she dies. That's not nice. But if it's a matter of nida, what's not nice to say, don't do it now, do it in a week? That's the way all married people live. There's nothing not nice. No concern of dark, you know about that. It's not like you've been totally in years and it depends if someone dies and who knows what's going to happen. So it's a matter of wait till you go to the mikvah. That's normal life. That's no big deal at all. So that's Tosus' answer. Tosus makes the chiddush. He doesn't make a chiddush in terms of when there is, you know, what's considered erva lefki azika, what isn't. He says, Tanakh, really, nida should be mafki azika. But it's fine, even though she should be mafki azika, the zika could come in later anyway, because, really, zika should be able to chal later. The only reason it doesn't usually is because it's not darkei noam. And here it's perfectly good, darkei noam. The Tosfos Yeshanim has a slightly different explanation. The Tosfos Yeshanim here, what is it? Os Dalid Inami Kemishish Laheter, like a Tvila Mikri Yavama Yofu Aleha, Avalhani Inlam Heter. What does he mean by this? He says that no, really the Zika kicks in immediately. Why? It kicks in immediately that she is a Zika to do Yibme after she goes to Mikvah. Because she's a Heter of Mikvah. So why doesn't by Echos Isha the Zika kick in immediately she should do Yibme when her sister dies? Because there's no heter. No, he doesn't mean there's no heter. What he means is, and this is a big discussion in Tosos. This ties into Tosos and getting up base and base, which itself is a little difficult. You have to put the marshal there and get shot. What he means is, but it's sort of intuitive what he means. By achos isha, right? If right now she can't do yibam because her sister is married to the yavam, then it's not biyada. We can't. It's not biyada to remove this iser. There's no guaranteed heter. She's becheskes iser. Who knows when her sister will die? But over here, she's not becheskes iser. That's what Tosa says. In at least one day, given base and base, Nita's not becheskes iter because she iser because she can always tovel. And if you'll say, well, she can't always tovel. She needs, shivin nikiyim, or at least to have sakara on the deraisa level, or sometimes she can be zoh gedola. But Tosa says no. But it's obvious that no one could keep bleeding forever. That's not the derech olam. Therefore, we say it's biyada to be matter herself. She's not becheskes iser. It's biyada to matter herself because obviously she's going to stop bleeding soon. That's the normal way of the world. That's science. And then she could go to mikvah. So I think what the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying is that here the zika kicks in immediately. Because it's biyada to do yibam by toveling, and you just have to add, based on the Marsha and Tosin, get the days, that it's biyada to tovel because it's the chazaka that heard that she's going to stop bleeding. So that's the normal way the world. You'll tell me once there was a woman who never stopped bleeding, that I don't know, but it's, assuming the normal way of the world. Is that it only happens for a few days? What? Yeah. Okay. Theoretically, you'll tell me there's one woman once in history who had uterine bleeding every day of her life and couldn't be cured. All right. So let's assume we don't take that into account. Right? That's too weird to take into account. They're going the same basic direction of answering the question. They're saying really need the shukim of kiyazika. But later on, she's not going to be a Nida. Why do we care about later on of Nida more than anyone else? Either because there's no certain dark in Noam. Because no, here, the later on, we can say you're chayev now. You're chayev now to, in a few days, take care of the situation. We can say, you have a chayev to do this now because you'll take care of the prerequisites and do it. As opposed to Achos Isha, where you can't take care of the prerequisites, where you're not allowed to kill people. And therefore, we can't say you're chayev to do it now. So that's here the chiyuv can be chal because you can take care of the prerequisites. Opposed to opposition, the chiyuv can't be chal because you can't take care of the prerequisites. So those are the two basic drachim in the Rishonim to answering this question.
Would you have enough belief about one of the Tzlan that she was, wasn't that she was going to die, she's like, they'd say, hey, another 30 minutes, she's gone.
What if she's a goseis? Yeah, would that be an afgamina? So, meaning, it still wouldn't be, you still probably wouldn't call it Darkei Noam, but I don't know which, is that the way you meant? But on the other hand, whatever, just wait.
It's not a matter of waiting.
Right, it's not biyada, but at least it's, the chazak. Could be there could be nafkamina. It's possible. It's also possible that mukhrach, the nafkamina might be toast deer from sakin. What if you did yibam meanwhile? According to those who shun, I think he's saying, already yivam yivo aleha. The Zika's already here. You shouldn't do it yet, but if you did, it would be chal. According to the Tosfos in the second answer, he might say, no, the Zika comes in later, and it's okay for it to come later, because it's not if you start with Darkei Noam, but right now there's still no Zika. That might also be an afkamina, but not Mochrach. All right, so that's a little bit about Nida.
Why isn't the Tosfos you're showing on the other comment, where it says there's a Zika now?
You're right, meaning I label my columns is Zika now and shouldn't be Zika now, which aren't really mutually exclusive, right? Right, basically, one is trying to attack what takes away Zika and say there's nothing to take away Zika now. The other, Derek, is trying to say, no, there really is a reason to take away Zika now. But since we already know you can take care of it in a few minutes, it'll be chal. So you're right, it's a salty. Okay, Going on to Amud Beis then, so we had the beginning of the Mishnah dealt with the 15 women who could be Arayas, could be Afkia, Zika, and then at the end it says the Kulan, right, or even the end of the first line of Amud Beis. Hariel Kodesh are same source of same and Nechalitz and Yivna Sofa Olam that we already discussed. The Kulan makes you a Mianu and Sgarshunim, so Islanders are same Mutaros. The principle is, well, the islanders part is obviously going to be controversial. But the principle seems fairly clear, at least in the way Tosa starts out, that that if one of the wives is an Erva, she only hops her Tzara if she in fact stays a wife. But if she ends up not being a wife, Bishas Nefila, because she dies or is divorced or is Mema Enes, or is found to be an islandess and then is not a wife, let's assume she was never a wife, then the other woman's not a Tzara's Erva, the other woman's the only wife left. So of course she's perfectly fine. Right, and that's what it says. So it's Tzara's Mutaros, because it's not really Tzara of an Erva, the Erva's out of the picture. Via to Yachlom, Chamoso, Imchamoso, Imchamoso, Shinimso, Islanders, Shemianu, right, and Chamoso and Imchamoso and Imchamov, of course, have kids, and therefore they can't be islanders by definition, and they can't do Miyam because they'd be too old. Keta Porpus are same. I sub bito atom color rise ilum suus la achiv loisha heres mace shame shabito ptura kafta rasa ptura hochatsar is bito benise slach of a shani loisha heres mace shame to source bito ptura kafta rasa ptura filo hain mea. Keta the mames are mace it's our same. Lataris I sub bito atom color rise ilum suus la achiv loisha a heres mace of bito and its garsha the harkar mace achiv sarasa muteres. Okay, and then at the end he says, the chol ha. This is the principle of what's called, the nickname for this is Kedushe Miyon, right? A Yosoma who can't get married midoraisa. Right, nowadays we wouldn't consider this to be a big problem. But what if a girl was already 11 and a half and her father is dead? And Nebuch, she's going to be a spinster because there's no one to be Makabal Kedushe for until she's 12, and by then she'll be an old maid and no one will want to marry her anymore. So that Midrabanan, right, her other family members, with her agreement, can choose her chasan, and she gets married, and that marriage has some chalosa on the Drabanan level, and that's when you chola my belomi. If she's ma'enis, she can get out of the marriage without a get, since it's not a real marriage, no raisa. What if she is someone who is eligible for miyun, but didn't do miyun, right? The husband died, and he had a wife who was an erva, who was 11 and a half years old and didn't do miyun, so she's basically married me to Rabbanan. So the other wife is on Daraisa level, not a Tzara's Erva. Me to Rabbanan level is a Tzara's Erva. So on the Daraisa level, it's Chayiv and Yibun. But on the Rabbanan level, it's Asher and Yibun. So it's easy to figure out what to do, right? The one is she's Chayiv and Yibun, Daraisa, but she's Asher and Yibun, me to Rabbanan. So the answer is Chalas of Bomas Yabemes, and then you have your Yotze, both the Daraisa level and the Rabbanan level, and that is fairly poshut, but it's going to be important in Tosfos a little later. So Tosfos deals with something which starts with the Machlokes, Amoraim, right? Later on, we mentioned that the bottom of Gimel and bottom of Gimel and Aleph, the top of Gimel and Beis, but the main location of this Machlokes Amoraim is Daf Yibayz and Alti Yibayz and Beis. Hopefully we have at least glanced at it on some level. The Machlokes in Rav Asi, and there is another Gersa, but let's assume like ours, Rava. Rav Asi and Rava. Machlokes in Rav Asi and Rava, what's the din of the Tzara of an Islandess? So what does Rav Asi assume? Right? This is just, now we're just Chazar and Gemara. We're not being farish or anything. But you have to know both the Gemara said in a few days. And Tzara's Islandess has the same din, whether it's Bito Islandess or not, in the end. Right? Everyone agrees, in the end, that whether that's the Islandess is also happens to be every or not, it's the same din. So what's the din of an actual Tzara's Islandess? So Rav Asi says, what's the name of Tzara's Islandess?
Asuras,
right? Why? Because an Islandess counts as an Erva. Islandess is an Erva because there's no mitzvah of Yibam, so she's your sister-in-law. So if an Islandess is an Erva, then her Tzara is Asuras. And what does Rava Paskin? What? Mutaros. Why? Asuras. Because Islandess equals Erva, so therefore it starts Erva. Why does Rava assume that Tzara of an Islandess is Muteris, even if the animus is my daughter or one of the other one of the 14 other arayos.
Was he ever married?
No. Why does Rav assume Tsaras animus is muteres? Exactly, because Islandness is mufka from the parsha of Yibam. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is the Islandness doesn't exist. The Islandness is mufka from Yibam. Therefore, from a Yibam perspective, she doesn't exist. So, she, as if she doesn't exist. If she doesn't exist, then the other woman's not a. Not a tsaras anything. Right? So that's the machlokes between Rav and Rava, Rav Asi and Rava. Now, how do they explain our Mishnah? Right? So our Mishnah obviously fits with, at least, well, depends on your diet, and what's with Nimsa, the folks of Hayu. Okay. How does our Mishnah fit with Rava? What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that tsar of an islandist is mutter or sir? Right, muteris. Our Mishnah says muteris. So, it fits with Rava. Okay, I might have to change one deal. But our Mishnah fits with Rava because, yeah, Tsaras Islandus is muteris. Oh, how does our Mishnah fit with Rav Asi?
She didn't care.
Or our Mishnah is Shalom Yikra. Exactly. That's what the Gemara says. This is all a Gemara. Rav Asi says, our Mishnah is not Tsaras Islandus because it's a Mekach To'os Lo Hikirba. Ravash says, what's the base of our Mishnah? There are two different Pshatim on the basis of this line in the Mishnah. Everyone knows the Mesa and Mian and the scholarship part. That's easy. Question is, what's the basis of the Islandus part of our Mishnah? So Rava says, I'll tell you the basis of Islandus part of the Mishnah. There's a special rule by Islandus that since Islandus is not shaykh to Yibam because it's all about Kama Shame and she can't have kids, therefore we pretend she doesn't exist. And that's what our Mishnah means. She's an Islandus, she doesn't exist, and therefore doesn't answer the Tzara. However, Ravas says, no, Islandus does answer the Tzara. What's the problem in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is Bitamekach Tos because she was never married in the first place. So that is the machlokas that interpret our Mishnah. So, what does Rav Asi assume then? Rav Asi assumes that Islandus is not married because of Mekach Tos. That is the starting point of Tosos. Tosos says, the Islandus Kiddushay Tos Hein V'lo Haisa Eishas Achiv, because Islandus is Mekach Tos and she was never married in the first place, and that's why, of course, she can't answer her Tzara. So if my brother has two wives, one of them is my daughter, an Islandus, and the other is a regular woman, then it's Mekach Tos. He never married my daughter. He only married the other woman, so of course she's Muteris. That's how Rav Asi interprets the Mishnah. And the starting point of Tos is, so what do we learn from here? We learn something which is not discussed, not beforeish anywhere in Maseches Ksubos. There is a long sugya in Maseches Ksubos, Ayin Beis through Ayin Dalet, about what is the din if you marry a woman and find a mum of some level or another in that woman. What's the din if you explicitly said you didn't want the mum? What's the din if, well, you didn't explicitly say anything? There's a whole sugya there. The Gemara never discusses Islandus. What happens if you discover she's an Islandus? Never discussed in Maseches Ksubos. So, but we know from Rav Asi, we know the din of an Islandus. If you marry an Islandus, it's a Mekach Tos, Batel Mevatel. Taka, that's not the way we paskin. That's not the way we paskin about regular mums. Right? Now, okay, you have to figure out if we're trying to match the way we paskin or the different shitas, because there are many shitas in Amarav floating around there. At least the way we paskin, halacha lemaisa, is that if a man marries a girl and she has a mum, then you still need a get. Then we suspect that maybe it's still okay with him to be married to her. Maybe it's not a mekach tos. After all, no big deal, especially keep in mind, we did in the bar, he divorced her against her will. And he doesn't have to give her ksuba, she is a mum. So what's the big deal? He'll be married to her. He can always get out of it if he wants, right? No downside. No downside to be married to her, right? Because you can always divorce her without a ksuba if she is a mum. So we assume that, no, she doesn't need a get. But what do we see here? That Islandus is a different madrega. Islandus is not just a regular mum, right? A regular mum means that she fulfills the role of a wife. She just has a mum. You know, a lot of things have a mum. The car drives. But has a big dent. The car drives, but the air conditioning doesn't work. So that could be annoying to me, and it may be that I wouldn't have bought it. But the mice of the car still drives, right? As opposed, that's okay. Then there's a car that doesn't drive. So if the car doesn't drive, then that's a different madriga entirely. Alpi halacha. It is a different madriga, alpi halacha. So maybe that's what Tosfos trying to say here about eilanus, right? At least initially, that's the assumption. Now, you can say whatever you want about Mom. Mom, she does her tafkid, but, okay, the truth is that nobody's perfect and whatever, okay, so she has a bigger Mom than the next girl. But it's within the realm of regular Mumin, and therefore, Taka, we would assume there's a chash kiddushin, halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, she can't go free without a get. But an eilanus is a different story. An eilanus is really since she can't have kids. We assume Tosfos is assuming that's the car not driving, right? That's a bigger madriga. That's a mum. Tosfos used the lashon later. He doesn't use the. So the other rishonim use the meiri knows a mum gadol. Okay, what does that mean? That means that it's not just a side problem, but it's a fundamental problem that what you got doesn't do its main function, doesn't meet the standards of, doesn't meet the basic function of a wife. So, Tos assumes that's a mekach Tos, and batel u mivutel, because Tos assumes, this is some interesting philosophy, we're not getting into philosophy here, interesting philosophy here, right? You can ask, does an eilanus not meet the standards of a wife at all, or is a wife with a mum? It might depend what the function of a wife is, right? We know that the people who used to sing in the vineyard, some of them would hold any shell of Yofi, some of them would hold any shell of Lebanon, etc., etc. So, Tosus, in his Havmin, at least says, no. Apparently, any shell of Lebanon, truth it might be gone in Yofi as well, Lechora. But an eilanus just doesn't meet the standards of a wife. It is a mecca of Tosus, and it's worse than any other mum in the world. Okay, that's the Pashim Shad, the assumption being that if Rav Asi holds eilanus as a mecca of Tosus, Lechora and Rav and Rav Asi are not arguing in Hilchos Mekach Tos. They're only arguing in Hilchos Yevamos, right? The normal assumption is that if two Amorayim, or for that matter, Rishonim or Achronim, argue about one thing, we don't assume they also argue about something else until proven otherwise, right? That's a general assumption of interpreting Halacha. So, okay, we start out with the assumption Eilanus Mekach Tos, and then our mission makes perfect sense according to Rav Asi. So, how many problems are there to the theory of eilanus being a mekach Tos? Right? What are the two problems Tosfos has with the theory that eilanus is a mekach Tos? Tosfos and Rasul O. Right? Shad and Tosfos. Right? One kasha is. Oh, we have to erase a little. Right? So one kasha is, if eilanus is a mekach tos, that means you don't need a get, right? Clearly, in our mission, means you don't need a get. If you would need a get, that would mean kiddushin to Rabbanan, at least, or kiddushin to Raisa. If you need a get, that would mean kiddushin, whether to Rabbanan or Raisa. And if there's kiddushin, then, if there's kiddushin to Raisa, then the, sorry, it's part of the gamre. If there's kiddushin to Rabbanan, should be called that's long sebenis. So clearly, we think you don't need a get, but what two sugyas sound like you do need a get? What two sugyas sound like you do need to get? Ksubas daf kofam and beis. And gittin daf mem bavam and beis. Right, Rashi there in gittin actually says mefurish that you need to get. So, one kasha is that in ksubos daf kofam and beis sounds like you need to get, because the diuk is that Ein lahem ksuba means, implies, that she needs a get. And, right, gittin men vav and beis, what does gittin men vav and beis discuss? Hamegaresh es ishto mishum eilanus. What's that? That's in the middle of Maseches Gittin, which is the Tikkun Olam part of Masechet Gittin, right? The whole middle of Masechet Gittin is all about Tikkun Olam, right? The fourth and fifth prakim. Okay, the, it comes in because it starts the Tikkun Olam of guys in Bach will get a little fun of, which could be a big korban. I got Rav Karmi once suggested to me that the reason the Gittin has the sugis of Tikkun Olam is because, you know, ultimately our relationship to Hashem is nimshel to man and woman, and the gear is the korban and all the korban in the world, and Tikkun Olam is the answer to that, is the hope after the Gerushin. But that's Alpi Drush. But in the Tikkun Olam, so he says, what's one of the Tikkun Olam? They're afraid a guy might divorce his wife and then later discover that the reason he had for divorcing her was not valid. So it'll turn out the divorce was a mekatos, and he's really still married. Turn, he also married someone else, and then everyone will be messed up, Ashish, and Mamzerim, etc. So they made it to kind of anyone who divorces his wife for certain reasons. He has to agree that he will never remarry her no matter what. And therefore, we see that he's divorcing her wholeheartedly, and he can't claim mekartos because he committed himself. One of the examples is islandess. If you divorce your wife because she's an islandess, then you have to agree to never remarry her and to totally separate yourself from her, which shows that mentally you're really wholeheartedly committed to divorcing her, and then you can never say, I didn't mean it. Okay, that's the Tikkun Olam. The assumption that we saw is that you divorce your wife from islandess, right? So you divorce your wife from islandess, meaning you didn't know she was an islandess. All of a sudden you discover she was an islandess. Now you're very angry and you divorce her. That proves that you need a get, like the Sugim Subos, which is against our assumption.
There's a difference between a get being bottled because you had in mind something else, and the fact that you can't remarry her later on. I mean, what you think later on, when someone's going to Garish Zishto, what he thought or doesn't thought, does that smell like a get afterwards?
Yeah, so tell us, you can have a get that's a mekar tos.
No, he's going to deny
you. But
that's if he says, if you make it tonight or something. But
no, even if you don't make it tonight, if you say the reason on the Garish because you're an islandess, then if it turns out you made a mistake, she wasn't an islandess, or you megarish her because of, you know, nedarim, it turns out she was macho than or whatever it may be, then taka, that's mevatel again, even if it's not a tanai, because your reason was clear. That's generally true. If I do something and there's a very clear reason, and that reason was a mistake, then that could be a mekatos.
So why does that help to say later on, I'm not going to take her back?
So the way it helps is that since when you come to give the get, the chachamim tell you, no, you can never remarry her no matter what, you think to yourself, that means even if I'm mistaken, I can't remarry her, and therefore you wholeheartedly say, I'm going to divorce her whether I'm mistaken or not. And therefore it takes away the problem of mekatos. Because you think to yourself, even if the weird scenario turns out, I'm still not going to remarry her, which means I still want to divorce her. Psychologically, that's a reasonable theory. Psychologically, it's a reasonable theory. The guy would have to be, you know, obstinate and, you know, and a troublemaker to not come to that conclusion. Okay, so there are two sugyas that sound like you, that sound like you do need a get. Okay, and what's the other question? What's the other question? Exactly. This is the question is from the sheet of Rabbi Meir. But again, let's assume that. What's the main machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? Anyone? Famous machlokas all over Shas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Chashin al miyuta, right? So Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiyut. The Chachamim aren't. So what's the case? The question is, can a katan and a ktana do yibum? So, the Chachamim say, sure they can, why not? Yibum doesn't require das, that's clear, that's the beginning of the sixth parak of all Yivinto, being the Mezim, being Shogim, being Ratzim, being Ones, is Koneh. So, a Katan cannot do Yibum, they can't do Chalitza, but they can do Yibum. But Rav Meir says no, because he's Choshish Lamiya, he says, what if the Katan turns out to be a Sris? A Sris is part of Yibum because he can't be Mekim Shem Achiv, and therefore he'd just be doing a Rais. And what if the girl, the Ketana, turns out to be an islandess? An islandess is Pater from Yibam, because she can't be making shame, and then it'll turn out that he did a rais. So, what's the assumption? The assumption is that if she turns out to be an islandess, it'll be a big aveira that you did Yibam. Now, that's not a machlok shemir and chacham. Everyone agrees, let's say again, right? Someone's brother dies and leaves a 10-year-old wife. Everyone agrees if she turns out to be an islandess, it'll be a big problem that he did Yibam. thing is, the Chacham say we're not choshes for an islandess because it's only 2% of the time. But Meir is choshes. Miyuta say, no, we are choshes for an islandess. Wait and see what happens. Let's see when she's 12 if she's an islandess or not. And that's exactly Tosfos Kasha. Right, it says in Yevamos that, what does it say here? That it's Aser Liyabin, or rather, let's see what it says. That Hamiyabin Es Yevimto V'acharkach Nimtzeis Ailonis. It's a problem. Right? It doesn't exactly say what the problem is, but it says it's a problem. So, the kasha is, what's the problem? If it's a mekatos, then what's the problem? If she turns out to be an islandess, takli won't be yibam. But she was never married to my brother in the first place, so I was marrying a single girl. So what's the problem? I know I won't do the mitzvah of yibam. But what's the problem? She turned out to be an islandess, I won't do the mitzvah of yibam, I'll just do the mitzvah of getting married to a single girl off the street. Nothing so terrible about that. So that is the kasha. Here we have two sugyas that prove she needs a get. Here we have one sugya that proves she is really married to the first brother. Right. So then the question is, how do we answer these? How do we answer these questions? And what does that mean halacha l'maisa for Eilus? You should know, when the Talmud gets to Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two deos about what the din is if Eilus is mekechtos or not, based on the different ways of answering these questions. Again, not that it happens all that much nowadays, just because usually girls get married when they're much, much older than 12, and by then you can tell if they... First of all, I bet they can give you hormones, even though Tosfos says no refuah for Eilus. I bet nowadays that they can find at least... I don't know if they can find total refuah for idleness, but at least they can find a partial refuah for idleness. But also, nowadays you marry a girl, right? No matter how chassidish you are, whatever. So she's 16, Pena, you know. So fine, she's not 22; she's 16. But still, 16 is plenty time that people figure out if she's an idleness or not by then. So it doesn't really happen nowadays that you marry a girl turns out to be an idleness. Doesn't really happen. But okay, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. So the question is, how do we answer these questions? So what is Rabbeinu Tam's derech in answering these questions? Right? One way of answering these questions is saying, no, total mekatos, and then we'll just try to get out of these sugyas. Right? So one derech to get out of these questions is total mekatos, and we just have to get rid of three sugyas. Okay, how does Rabbeinu Tam answer up the sugya in Daf Samach Aleph on the base? Right, exactly. Right. Rabbeinu Tam, make an okimta of hikarba v'kibel. That in I didn't mean hikarba. I apologize. Rather, made an okimta of... It's going to be a little bit of a weirdo kimta. It can't be hikarba, right? Because the brother died and we still don't know she's an eilus. Make an okimta of kibela love. This is a bit of a weirdo kimta. When the first in Daf Samach Aleph Beis is only referring to a case where it's a bit of a weirdo kimta. But okay, what can you do? That when the brother married this girl, when she was 10 years old, he made a deal that even if she's an islandess, he didn't care. He said, no, this girl is so great, even if she's an islandess, I want to marry her. And it turned out, maybe he shouldn't have been posef of Sutton, I don't know. Turned out that she was an islandess, but she still married him because he made the special deal. Normally it's a mekatos, but you can make whatever deal you want. If the guy said I'm a kabel on me, then he said he's a kabel, and there's nothing to talk about. It's a bit of a dochuk okimta, right? It's one thing to say an okimta that he found out his wife was an islandess and then decided to live with it. That's not the case in that Samach Aleph Beis. She's still a canon we don't know yet. You have to say that he figured out she might be an islandess and was mekabel anyway, which is a dochuk okimta. Okay, sometimes you have no choice but to make a dochuk okimta. How else could you answer this question? What did the Tosfos Yeshanim do? Let's say you really want to stick with Mekav Tos. So how would you explain this case? If you really stick with the theory that Ionis is a car that doesn't drive. Ionis is a Mekav Tos. In all cases, nothing to talk about. If so, then what's the problem of Samach Aleph and Beis? She's a stranger. So what does the Tosfos Yeshanim say? He gives two very clever answers. First one is exceedingly clever. Right?
I don't know how this works, but apparently he says that if you knew all the, usually that means if you knew all the facts, you would have said no. If you knew all the facts, so if you knew she was Alice and you knew he was going to die in a couple of years, then you would have been fine.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. So, what does he say? He said, normally an islandess is a Mekav Tos. Why is an islandess a Mekav Tos? Because I want her to fulfill a certain function, and she can't fulfill that function. But what about a guy who dies before she's bas mitzvah? Right? What about the guy? He marries a 10-year-old girl. Let's imagine. A guy marries a 10-year-old girl, and he's a Rachman al-Islam lo aleinu, right? He has a year to live. Terminal patient. So would he care if she's an islandess or not? No! He's not going to, it's not, it makes no difference to him. He's not going to be there when it makes an Akhilina. So, okay, that's obvious. Right? That's Pashat. Even if not, a weird guy says, I want to be Mekadesh this girl, and I only plan to be married for a month, then we'll get divorced. So of course he doesn't care if she's an islandess or not. It's not going to make a difference to him. So, in this case, what are the Tosfos? That's no Chiddush. Chiddush here is that he says, what are you saying? If, what's Mekav Tos? If I had known she was an islandess, I wouldn't have agreed. Says, hold on a second. When it comes to what's the chiddush that Tosfos Yeshanim? The chiddush is, when it comes to Mekav Tos, you can't just say, if I had known the quality of what I was getting. Once you say, if I had known, you have to take into account all the things you would have known. Normally, we don't go around. I mean, the truth is, it depends on the sugya in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. But normally, we don't go around saying, if I had known what would happen, you know, in 10 years from now, I would have done differently. No, I mean, right? Every time I buy a stock, I can't say, if I had known it was would go down, I wouldn't have bought it. Right? That's not it. You can't say, if I had known the future. No, normally, I mean, it's really about comparability. But the way we normally assume is that normally we assume that we don't say, if I had known what would happen, I would have done differently. But he's saying, here, look. Here, maybe it could be. The fact that if I had known, we never... Let's assume, in normal Mekach Memkar, the guy's estate can't come and say, if he had known he would die before he used it, he wouldn't have bought it. No, we can't say things like that to make a Mekach Tos. Here, we're not trying to make a Mekach Tos. We're trying to be Mevatel a Mekach Tos. To be Mevatel a Mekach Tos is very easy, because a Mekach Tos is already talking about if I had known. So, to be Mevatel a Mekach Tos, even knowing the future, is enough, even though usually the mainstream poskim assume the future, knowing when you'll die, is not a good time to make a Mekav Tos. I can't say I'm reneging from the transactions. If I'd known how long I would live, I would have done it. But it's not enough to make a Mekav Tos. But it's enough to unmake a Mekav Tos and restore the original Kenyan. Because you really didn't have dots of a Kenyan. You just wanted to make a Mekav Tos. So even a small taina is enough to take away the Mekav Tos. That's the Tosfos Yeshanim's big chiddush. That even a small taina, like if I had known how long I would live, which is not normally a taina. That's the way most Rishonim understand the Maskanim Baba Kama. And that normally a tiny admissible in the court of law. That if I'd known how long I would live, I would have done things differently. It's not enough to be mevatel what you do. But it is enough to be mevatel to make out tos and be mekayim what you do. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says, that if he dies bekatnusa, then it's not a mekav tos. Because what do you mean, if he had known he was an idolist? If he had known she was an idolist and known how long he would live, he would still have gone ahead with it. Because, what does he care if she's an idolist if he's not going to be around for the Nafkamina anyway? And that's the first answer to the Tosfos Yeshanim, which is a chiddush, but a very, very clever observation about that Dafkin. That sugya is different because he never lived to suffer from the fact she was an idolist. What's the second answer to the Tosfos Yeshanim? The second answer to the Tosfos Yeshanim. What's the normal way everyone reads this sugya Then what's the problem she turns out to be an idolatress? The problem is, I was just Boaz, my brother's wife, and there was no mitzvah of Yibam, so I just did a rites. But Tosfos Shanim says in the second answer, he says no. He says it never says that's what the problem is. What is the second answer that Tosfos Shanim says? He says, deny the parenthesis, deny the parenthetical explanation. Right? He says, who says just because Bednarsh wrote parentheses on top of the board that that's what it says in Shas? Ah, what it says in Shas is a problem. It doesn't say in Shas what the problem is. You thought, when you read this sugya, that the problem she turned out to be an Arab is that you'll be bovalacious ach without a mitzvah. And you said, oh, that proves she's an ashes ach, proves she's not a mekach tos. So the Gemara never said the problem is you'll be bovalacious ach shalom mako mitzvah. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says it's the problem. What's the problem? The problem is that...
Sorry.
Exactly. Problem, he says, really, she is a regular Pnuya. Yeah, there's no problem with Arias. The problem is not Arias. The problem is Isser Yavam Lashuk. The problem is you'll think the Tsaros are mutaros l'shok. That's the problem. Problem is, it's no problem to be bold, this girl, even if she turns out to be an idolist. Because my mother shuck, she's not an idolist, she just did a big mitzvah of Yibam. She is an idolist, she was never married to anyone, and just married to Pnuya. The problem is that there might be other wives. And you'll marry, be miyabing this girl, and think the other wives can go, are free to get married in the shuk, are free to marry whoever they want. It'll turn out she's an idolist, she was never married to your brother, and you never did Yibam, and now all the other wives... Well, I violated the answer of Yuval Lashuk. That's the problem. The Me'iri takes the Tosfos Shanim one step further and just adds, the Me'iri takes the same shot, he just adds, even if there are no tsaros, it's a low plug. He takes the same approach as Tosfos Shanim. He says that, no, the problem is just you'll think the tsaros are mutter and they really are putter and they're really still a zukukos. He just says, ah, oh, so why didn't it make a difference if there are tsaros or not? So no, once it's a problem if there are tsaros, therefore they made a low plug, and whether or not there are tsaros, they made a low plug. So he just, you know, that way you can't say, why did the Gemara only say it means we welcome tsaros? So that's not a low plug. Yeah, but the same basic approach as this last answer of the Tosfos Shanim. So if you want to save the theory of total mekartos of car without an engine, or at least with an engine that doesn't drive,
maybe that's called that an engine.
Okay, I'll bring that to your philosophers. Then you can have one of these three ways of answering up the sugya in Yevamos Daf Samachal Fon Beis. Oh, what about the sugya in Gittin and in Ksubas? How do you answer up these sugyas? So, the Tosfos have a big problem answering up these sugyas which sound like you need to get? What does Tosfos say? What? No, that's what Tosfos says for the sugya in Yevamos. That's not what Tosfos... No, in these cases, clearly wasn't Makabal. Why? Ksubas says you can divorce without a Ksuba. If you're Makabal, you can't divorce without a Ksuba. Right? What right do you have to not give her a Ksuba? And in Gittin, it says that you're divorcing her and you're going to claim that it was only because she was an idolist. But if you're Merkabel, then you don't mind her being an idolist. Rather, what does Tosfos say? It's only because of Shnia. Exactly. Tosfos says that Ksubos is Agav Shnia. It says there are three things, right? What is it saying? Ksubos? And a Shnia and idolist don't have a Ksuba. So it means Shnia doesn't have a Ksuba but needs a get. Yeah, if I'm a Kaddish of Shnia, of course she needs a get. Right, Shnia Slav Rayas means Midrabanan, someone who's a second degree relative, is Usher me Midrabanan, Zira Atu, a first degree relative of Slav Rayas. So, of course, if I marry Shnia, I don't give her a Ksuba, because she's Usher Midrabanan, but of course she needs a get, because Midrabanan is a valid condition. So, because of Shnia, they had to aim him Ksuba, leaving room for there to be a get. But talk for Aimless, aim them Ksuba, and also no get. That's no problem. And what does Tosfos do with Gittin? How does Tosfos answer Gittin daf mem vav? Ah, megarish is ishtu mishum ailonis. Clearly, you need a get. We're worried about the get being puzzle, right? Clearly, you need a get for an ailonis. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, hold on a second. So it says, get real. What is the whole problem they're worried about to get all the getting? Your regard system is from an islandess, then it turns out she wasn't an islandess. What do you mean? It turns out she wasn't an islandess, he says. Islandesses don't get cured. That's for sure. Again, I have no idea nowadays what we can and can't do for an islandess, right? But clearly, in the time of Chazal, there was no way to cure an islandess. You couldn't give her, you know, estrogen or progesterone or whatever hormones might or might not help the situation. Any doctors here want to tell me how to cure an islandess or not? Okay. But clearly, and even nowadays, there are islandesses that are incurable. But clearly, what is the Tos saying? If the whole chash, you divorced her because she was an islandess, and it turned out she wasn't an islandess. Hold on a second. If she is an islandess, how can it turn out she's not an islandess? So obviously, it didn't mean you divorced her because she was an islandess. It means you divorced her because she seemed like an islandess. She didn't have seen money islandess. You didn't have proof she was an islandess. So if you have proof she was an islandess, then why are we worried that you might have made a mistake? If you have proof she's an islandess, you couldn't have made a mistake. Rather, what's the case? It meant something islandess. And he's not just saying this as an answer, Dr. Ferret's answer is Kasha. He's saying it's a reasonable shot in the Gemara. Reasonable shot in the Gemara. What do you mean if she's a real islandess? Then how can anyone be mistaken? There's no room for mistakes in a real islandess. Tosis, I guess, has an optimistic view of human nature when it comes to, you know, adding up facts. He says, no one can be mistaken in a real islandess. Like, no one's dumb enough to make that mistake. It must be she was a Suffolk islandess. What does that mean? She had certain simanim, which Alpiz science we know indicate a probability and likelihood of islandess, but she didn't have the total simanim islandess. She just had certain signs which gave you a latest Suffolk of islandess. And that's why, then it makes sense, that's what you need to get. Because if she might not be an islandess, then of course you need to get, because you don't know if she's an islandess or not. But if she's really an islandess, then it's a Mekaftos. The Ramban here has another way of getting out of it, but we're not going to get into that for now. So that is one derech. Say, total Mekaftos, car without an engine. However, not so pasha. There are many Rishonim who assume that it's not so pasha she's a Mekach Tos, right? Okay. Who assumes it's not so pasha she's a Mekach Tos? And why? So this is one derech. Derech of total Mekach Tos. But what's another derech? What does Rav Avrahami, any Frenchman or whatever here? Anyone know the proper way to pronounce his hometown? No? Rami Borgoil? No French speakers here? Right? Bergil is in some places. By us it says Borgoil. Okay, Borgolia. Okay. Let's call him Rami Bergil, whether that's true or not. No one can even pretend to have a French accent here. Sound sophisticated? No? Okay. What does Rami Bergil say? He says, no, not so posh it's a Mekach Tos. And what does he say? Well, there are different versions of Rami Bergil, but at least in our Tosos. What does he say in our Tosos? It depends. What does that mean? If he says no, you just have to make the right okimta in each of these makoros, right? So this is one approach. Another approach is, now this is not necessarily Bergil, he says that, no, this is not a car without an engine. It's not batel umavutel mekach tos to the point where you tried to marry a wife and you didn't get a wife and that's it. This is within the din of mumen. What's the din of a mum? The din of a mum, if you go to Choshen Mishpat and you want to know the din of a mum, so it depends on Kpeda, right? You open up a Choshen Mishpat And what does it say in Choshen Mishpat? You know, making up the examples here. But it says that if you buy a car and it doesn't drive, then it's batel mevatel. There's nothing to talk about. But what if you buy a car and the air conditioning doesn't work? Then that's a mum. And you could go to the guy and maybe you have a choice to ask him for part of the partial refund or to mevatel the mekach. And if you're not makbid and you drive the car anyway, then you're stuck with it. You know, that's a mum. You have a tain in a mum. You know, you have a tain in a mum. You have the right to be mevatel the mekach if you're makbid on it. But it's not automatic. It's not automatic bitul mekach. It depends if you're makbid or not. That's the normal din of koshim mishpat. If you buy something with a mum, it's not. If you buy something and it's not there, that's batel mevatel. That's clear. You buy apples and they're not edible, there's nothing to talk about. But if you buy something with a mum, you know, you thought it was great to eat apples and it was great to eat apples, then there is a mekach there. You could just be mevatel the mekach if you're makbid on the mum. And it's a big machlokes to rishonim. Seems to be some choice whether to claim a partial refund or be mevatel the mekach. It's not sure. It's machlokes showing exactly how the algorithm of that choice works. Ayin in the fifth paragraph of Basra and in Choshen Mishpat, Hilchosona. But Rav Rami Bergil says that this is not a car without an engine. This is within the realm of a mum. And within the realm of a mum, it depends on whether you're a machbid or not. So what does he basically say? He says that our Mishnah is where Hikarba the Hikpig. Our Mishnah is where the brother found out she was. What does it mean, Nimtzis Ayinus? Means Nimtzis Ayinus before the brother died. Okay, Tos points out this, Tosefta seems to say otherwise. But the Echronim, if you look in the Echronim here, they have ways to answer that. Right? Our Mishnah means that just like, what's the other cases? Mesa. What does Mesa mean? It means the Erva died while my brother was still alive. Niskarsha, obviously the Erva got divorced while my brother was still alive. Miana, the Gemara Klaskins later, it means she was Mama Ennis while my brother was still alive. So likewise, Nimsi's Islandist means she was found to be an Islandist when my brother was alive. My brother is Machbid. If he's Machbid, it's Mevatel Mekach, Mekach Tos. Right? But, it's Mevatel the Mekach, Mekach Tos. But, the case in Yevamos, Taf, Samach Aleph, Omid Beis, case in Yevamos, now this is not, you know, these answers don't necessarily work for all the Makos. But the case in Yevamos, Taf, Samach Aleph, Omid Beis, is where, obviously, what's the case? The case is Lo Hikar Baba Chayiv. That's the point. He died, she was still a Tana. He didn't know. And if he didn't know, right, this is not going to work for, this is not going to answer up. He's still going to have to stick with the rest of Tosfos' answers for the sugyas in Ksubas and Gittin, which are obviously cases of Hikpid, because they're getting divorced. But how does he answer Yvonne Samachal of Days? Lo Hikar Baba Chayiv, and therefore, it is a suffix mekach. Because if he wasn't makarba, then maybe it would have been makarba. Maybe it wouldn't. We don't know. It's not automatically butthole. It depends what he would have thought. Since there's no way to know what he thought, assuming, right, that you make the akimta of the normal case where he never said anything one way or the other, why would he? Right? Maybe it's Josephus and the Echronim say, of Josephus says, even if she found to be an Ionist later, it's a Mechatosis. That's when he had to mention once that he would never want to marry an Ionist. But over here, we have no idea what he thought. Therefore, it's a suffix, because we don't know if he would have been Machbid or not. The formulation in the Sefer Yashar is a little funny. The very end of the Sefer Yashar matches what Rabbeinu Tam says in our Tosos, right? The last line says, no, I disagree with everything until now, the last three lines. No, everything I said until now is false. The Chol Hani, right, it says, King Pierce Rabbeinu Avram. Rabbeinu Avram, Biber Gil was talking, Lechora, right, same Rabbeinu Avram. Eino, the last three lines of the Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Chol Hani sees the Gim Shalohi Kabada Mekartos, no, the Chol Mekartos is Dikanami Tan Shinim Tzu Lokhtan Shahayu, Hai Dikatana Shematim Tzu Islandis, Ba'achza Shemes Kibla Love Vnei Eino Afilu Islandis. That's what it says in Artosis, right? It says, make it okay that Yvam Staf Samach Al Beis of Kibbalah love that he's okay with her being an islandist. And of course, the Mechatos Gomer, Rabbeinu Tam at the end of the Sefer Yashar matches Rabbeinu Tam and Artosis, which is Gavaldi. What about the beginning of the Sefer Yashar? Apparently, that was Rabbeinu Tam's Havamina Vachain Pirish Rabbeinu Avram, and that fits with Rabbeinu Avram Mibur Gil. All the Rishonim Sfarad here, this is just, you know, not sure if it means anything in London, but all the Rishonim Sfarad quote Rabbi Natan from the happening of the Sefer Yosher. Apparently, their version of the Sefer Yosher didn't have the end. So they all quote Rabbi Natan as saying, saying that it's really not a Mekatos. So look, the Ramban here, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Mugi Yosef, they all quote Rabbi Natan saying it's not a Mekatos. Lechora, those Rishonim must have had a cut-off version of the Sefer Yosher, where he doesn't say at the end, this is all false, of course it's a Mekatos, and matches what he says in our Tosos. So our Tosos seems to have had the full version of Sefer Yosher, which has Rabbi Natan saying it's a Mekatos, forget all these things that Rabbi Avram agreed with. It's a Mecca toss, and just make a weirdo camp to the Ibam Stav Samachal for days. The Rishon Sfarad obviously must have not had our version of Tosos, and instead had the beginning of the Sefer Yashar, where he starts to sound like Rabbi Avraham Mivergil. What specifically does he say? So he has two theories there. The first theory there is almost the same thing as Rabbi Avraham Mivergil in Tosos versus in the Sefer HaYashar. He says a verse, the same thing, just a subtle difference. And the horror, this subtle difference is a big enough community, the Lumbus of Mekatos and Baba Basra. He says, our Mishnah is Hikr Bava Hikpid. And that's why it's a Mekatos. The Mishnah over the case in Yavam Tosamach Aleph is Lo Hikr Bava Chayav. He never knew. And he just says something slightly different formulation. He doesn't therefore say it's a suffix. What he says is, Kolzman shelo hayam makpid lo masakinan le behachi. Until he was makpid, we assume he wasn't makpid, right? Which I don't think that means that we think the odds are an average person wouldn't be makpid on an idleness. I think that means that within dini mumin, until you complain about the mum, we assume that it's a valid transaction. You have to complain about the mum. You have to say, Al Pidine Torah, you ripped me off, you didn't know, you gave me a mum, I have a right to complain about this, then you can be mevatelit. But until you actually were mevatelit, it stands no proof otherwise. So therefore he says, it's a mekach until you demand bittul mekach. That's a slightly different formulation, but the same idea. He's saying that this was the dinim of regular mums. You're not automatically makbid, and if you die, and we don't know if you're makbid or not, either the version our Tosfos says that. The version our Tosfos says that. That you it's a suffix, what you would have done. The version Sefer Yosher says no, it's a mekach until you say otherwise. Again, I don't think based on psychology that 51% of people don't mind an idleness. Based on din, that a mum is a type of onah. The Torah says when someone has onah, they have a right to redress. But until they demand their right to redress, the mekach is kayam. Okay, we got to go a little quickly. Then, and this is not what the Rishonim quote in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. What the Rishonim quote in the name of Rabbeinu Tam is the third svara. The third svara is that it is not a mekach tos bevadai that you need to get. Third svar is that you absolutely need a get. Right? You absolutely need a get. Right? That's the third approach that we're showing him here. Right? There is nothing to talk about. We assume that you need a get. Why would we assume that you need a get? It's a little funny. Like, why would we assume someone doesn't mind their wife being an eyewitness? So you could just say, because we really think it's no big deal, right? Why do we assume you need a get? Could be because we just really think it's no big deal. Why is it no big deal? Because keep in mind, since the days of the Gemara, a guy could divorce his wife without a ksuba if there was something wrong with her anyway. So why does he mind marrying the woman he doesn't like? He can get rid of her any time. So therefore, it's not a mekach tos. Why would I mind? Why would a man marry a woman who I really am not going to like in a week? Meanwhile, she's okay, and in a week I'll kick her out without a ksuba. So what am I lost, right? No downside for me. If I marry a woman, in a week I'll discover she was no good. Great. So in a week I'll kick her out without a ksuba, no cost to me. And now, meanwhile, I had a week of companionship when I was still happy, when ignorance was bliss. So as long as ignorance was bliss, I had a week of nice companionship. And once I find out, there's no downside to me. So then either because need a get, there are two svaras in the Rishonim why you would need a get, either because there's no downside. It's the only kind of mekach where there's no downside to getting something with a mum. I guess what you compare this to is a matana. What if you give me a matana? You give me a car as a matana. So is it mekach tos if it's no good? No, if it's no good, I'll just throw it in the garbage, right? What's the problem? Or, that's the happening of Tosfos at the end, because of, all right, right? What does the Gemara say in Ksuba's, the bottom line, Gimel and Beis, if I'm not mistaken? That even if a guy is very mocked, but he doesn't want a wife under certain circumstances. But he's Boel, right? This is the whole reason. Anyone knows history, Laguna issues. Anyone here work for Ora in the research department? Right? That 100 years ago in France, they wanted to say, I will solve all the problems of Aguna by writing a Tanai in the Kiddushin, that if it turns out that he makes an Aguna, they were never Mikudeshes. Why didn't that work? Anyone? Jewish history? Didn't work, because the Gemara in Ksuvah, the Fine Gimel, which says that, no. Tanai's work for Kiddushin. That's all it says in Kiddushin. But once you do the Nisuin, and there's a Be'ila, ain't not the most of Be'ilas of Be'ilas Nus. Once it's a Be'ila, you know, ain't not the most of Be'ilas of Be'ilas Nus. And there's a lot of lumdus on exactly what that means, which is not for now, but definitely for another time in this Masechet, what that means, the standard thing, what people think it means, or what it really means. But that's for later. Or rather, what I mean to say is the standard thing that people think it means, and is the real meaning according to Moshe Feinstein, or the real meaning according to Repentin and the Rav. But the or because of Ein Adam Ose Be'ilaso Be'ilas Nos, which is the Havamina at the end of our Tosos. So maybe you really do need a get, right? Maybe you really do need a get. If you really do need a get, then all these other sugyas are perfect. And this is what the Rishonim quote for a Meir Tam. This is Rabbi Avram in the Sefer Yashar, his second shot, and what the Rishonim quote in the name of Rabbi Tam. There's some discussion with that Midoraisa or Midorabanan, but if you really do need a get, then you can explain Yavamos Samach Alfam Beis and Ksubos and Gittin are fine. But how about our sugya? If you really do need a get, then she's really married, then why is the Tzara Muteres? So what do they have to be Nidchak to say? We need to say that Rav Asi thinks it's a Mekach Taos, but Rava holds you need a get. They have to say Rav Asi and Rav aren't only arguing at Yibam. They're arguing at Mekach Taos and Ayilis. They're arguing at Maseches Ksuvos, not only at Maseches Yibamos. That, what are they saying? Really, no one should have thought Ayilus was a Mekach Taos. Rav Asi, because of his shot in the Mishnah in Tzaras Ayilus, had to be nidchak to say Ayilus is a Mekach Taos. Once Rava rejected Rav Asi's shot in Yavamos, then he also rejected his shot in Ksubos and said an Ayilus is not a Mekach Taos, and Ayilus needs a get. I guess I should. Or you can either get me to Rabban. That's a third theory. In the Rishonim, that's the Luka Yosef quotes. So, the third theory is that an Eilish really needs a get, it's not a Mekach Taos. Right? Either because there's no downside to getting a bad product in this particular case, or because Eino Mos Bilos Bilos Nos, or because it's Zera Drabbanan, because it might look confusing. Oh, what about our Sugya? Taka, our Sugya doesn't make sense according to Rav Asi. Rav Asi held it was Mekach Taos like Rabbeinu Tam, like the real Rabbeinu Tam. But since we all like Rava, we not only reject Ravasi's view about Islandus and Yibam, we also reject Ravasi's view about an Islandus being a Mekach Taos in Maseches Ksuvos. And we paskin an Islandus is not a Mekach Taos. That's why there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, whether we paskin an Islandus is a Mekach Taos or not. Not 2 days going to Ravasi. There's 2 days whether Rava also argues with Ravasi about Ksuvos or not. I just want to end, even though I'm 1 minute over, I will go 2 minutes over, with the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah has a very, very clever part, which does not answer up Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think at least, but does answer up the stira from Ksubos and Gittin. The Lecha Mishnah says a little differently, right? 3.1. This is the one that's on the Makor sheet. He says she needs a get mishum maris ayin. He says she needs to get Mishum Maris Ayin. She needs to get Midrabanan, but importantly, Mishum Maris Ayin. Therefore, he says, Ksubos and gitten makes sense. How is there a case of a get? Because Mishum Arzayin, she needs a get. What about Arsoya? So he says, even Rav Asi admits she needs a get. Even Rav Asi admits she needs a get. Rav Asi never said she didn't need a get. What did Rav Asi say? Mekatos. But there's no kiddushin because it's mekatos. He said, Rav Asi didn't say she didn't need a get. He said she's not mekudeshes. And what's Lech Mishas Chiddush? There's such a thing as a woman who's not mekudeshes but needs a get anyway. Now, we all know there's a woman who's not mekudeshes midaraisa but is mekudeshes midarabanan and needs a get. That's not the Chiddush Lech Mishas. That every three-year-old knows. Lech Mishas Chiddush, there could be someone who's not mekudeshes midaraisa, not even mekudeshes midarabanan. It's what it's supposed to say. If you need to get midarabanan, then you're mekudeshes midarabanan, then you're like me, uncle. That's the woman's shabemis. What does Lech Mishas say? No! Not everyone who needs to get midrabanan is married midrabanan. Some women need to get midrabanan and are married midrabanan. Like Nisui Cheirish, for example. Yeah, they're married midrabanan, but some women are not married even on the rabbanan level. They're not married at all. They're not married at all. They just need to get Mishamaris Ayin. Since they're not married, they only need to get Mishamaris Ayin, therefore they don't ask for their tsoros, and that's why tsoroseim are mutaros. And that's the one does the Lech Mishas. He says there's two types of get midrabanan. There's the type of get midrabanan which is nisuin midrabanan. The type of get midrabanan which is a pnuya gemura even midrabanan. But mishamaris ayin you need to get. The weak point of the Lech Mishas is that why shouldn't the tzara also be a sort of mishamaris ayin in far? But I guess he assumes we don't extend maris ayins. We don't take maris ayins two steps, and that's how he answers it. So these are the different shitas about the nature of ayinliness. You know, is she perfectly okay, which is like some women, a regular ruling of movement in Mekatos, or is she a car without an engine? Very fundamental on folks about Ionis and how it all fits into our sugya and answering up the other sugyas. We'll continue Mirtz Hashem on Thursday. Right, so the problem with the Rambam is that why didn't I bring in the Rambam? Why did I bring in a Lech Mishnah one line on Mil Lech Mishnah about the Rambam? The problem is the Achronim point out. They usually point this out only if you put all the Achronim together. We have no idea what the Rambam meant. The Rambam has one line in one place that Mekadesh is the Ayinless is Kedushin Gemurin. But he doesn't say whether that means you know she's an Ayinless or he doesn't know she's an Ayinless. If you know she's an Ayinless, then it's no Chiddush. But all the Chiddush is that you're allowed to, that there's such thing as Kedushin without potential for kids. And which fits. The Rambam says Sritz, etc. So maybe the Rambam means you know she's an Ayinless. And all he's saying is that don't have a Havamina, that don't be a Catholic and think there's no Kiddushin if you can't have kids. No, even if you can't have kids, there's still Kiddushin. Right? There's still an Indian of Kiddushin even without kids. Or does the Rama mean, even if you don't know she's an Islandess and telling you it's Kiddushin Gemara and telling you it's not a Mekaptolos, in which case he belongs on this chart, but we're not sure what the Rama means. And that's why and the Rama nowhere else tells us what he means. That's why I couldn't do anything with the Rama. Okay, sure.